Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, March 4th, 2023.
March 4th to you too.
May the 4th be with you?
Nope.
No, I guess that would be May 4th.
March 4th.
Mm-hmm. March 4th and do the crossword.
Yes. Did and you March 4th and do the crossword too?
I did my best. I found it to be a bit of a challenge.
Oh, it was. It was tough.
There was only one area that I was really, really having trouble with. I'll let you guess which part.
I would guess, boy, I had trouble in every part. Maybe right in the middle?
No, because I was able to get 32 across working backwards all in one meal that often includes rice. I got box and then realized it was a bento box.
Uh-huh.
And that helped a lot in that area.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, how about the upper left?
Yes.
Yeah, that was tough. That's where I ended up.
That's where I had problems because suddenly crash... I had zone out.
Me too. Well, no, I had I had conk out.
Oh, okay. Oh, you didn't know one across being epsilon follower as zeta?
I didn't.
See, I don't know Spanish, but I do know the Greek alphabet.
Yeah, that would have helped.
Mm-hmm.
Because I put many different letters in there. I thought it might have been beta. So I had bonk out, but I'm like, bonk out? I've never heard that.
And alpha is the first letter, and so beta would be the second.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought epsilon would be like the fifth, and I didn't know what came after E, and like F, G, H. You know, it's kind of similar to our alphabet. But anyway, so then I thought conk out spelled with a... K, conk out.
Whoa.
So then I thought, well, maybe...
Wait, is that how you spell conk?
Well, that's why I'm spelling it.
Okay.
And so then I thought, well, could it be keto? Osahi? Four down was the component in a sake bomb often.
And that's Asahi, which we've seen a fair number of times.
Well, I didn't remember it. So I had Osahi,
mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, maybe conk is spelled with a C. Then I had Sito, but then I thought, well, there's no such thing as Sito, so it must be Sita. But I thought, Sito, Sita is not a Greek letter. And so I was just
flailing.
Very puzzled. Then I thought, oh, maybe it's zonk out. So then I put the Z in and got the music.
Mm.
So, but yeah, that was where I ended up, mm-hmm. too.
I didn't know 20 across. The ancestral spirit in Pueblo mythology, Kachina.
Kachina,
did you know that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, where did you learn that?
When I went to Santa Fe.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have the Kachina dolls.
No, I had no idea. Uh-huh. I have no idea what a Kachina doll is. Mm-hmm. This is like the second day in a row when I've been just surprised by a word.
Uh-huh.
I'm just sort of vaguely curious as to see when the last time Kachina, that sounds like something that would happen at a casino, but...
That's
ka-ching. Oh, ka-ching, okay. let's see, when was the last time a Kachino, wait...
Kachina.
Kachina, excuse me. Let's see, the last time that Kachina appeared was 2006.
Wow.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
And it's only appeared 5 times in the grid.
Uh-huh.
First time was 1995.
Uh-huh.
And...
You say like Kachina doll, like blank doll or...
No, it was Hopi doll or souvenir from the Southwest.
Yep.
Hopi Indian doll or kind of doll.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Kachina doll.
I consider that to be a tough clue.
Yeah, that was.
And especially zonk. Because I was pretty happy with zone.
Oh, uh-huh.
I tried LARB out for a bit, but that didn't get me anywhere. So listeners are advised to go back to yesterday's podcast for an explanation of that inside joke.
Uh-huh.
The only other place I had problems was 5 across, that being targets of some orthodontic treatments. Oh. I started with gums.
Oh, no.
But it turned out to be gaps.
Gaps. Orthodontists, you know, those are the ones who do braces.
Well, I know, but, you know, it was like in the mouth. And so I thought, So I thought gums before gaps.
No, gaps it is.
Well,
I had trouble with the next one, 9 across. It was a great clue after I figured it out, but a good word for giving, and it was uncle.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was good. And then 9 down was surprisingly straightforward. Was at one time. The answer was used to be. I thought it was going to be like erstwhile or something like that.
Yeah.
Such was not the case. 19 across, over 95% of its residents live near a riverbank. I'm like, I have no idea. It turned out to be Egypt.
Yes, I didn't know that either.
And 11 down, decodable device featured in the Da Vinci Code was a cryptex. So
I didn't know that.
But as usual, they engineered this crossword so you could get most of it through the crosses.
Right. Well, the one next to cryptex, 12 down. For some reason, that took me forever. Spots for tiny flags.
Really?
I was thinking, like golf course, there's little flags there, there's construction. Yeah, I didn't even think about the little flags people put on their lapels. No, but lapels was the answer.
That actually came to me immediately.
Really? Isn't that interesting?
Yes. Most other words did not come to me at all, but that one is just like lapels.
One that came to me immediately, and then I took it out, and then I put it back in, was 30 across, donuts, example. And I thought, I know this is Tory. I put it in, but then it was like I couldn't seem to get anything to work with that, and so I took it out, and then I put it back in when I figured out that 2 down film that gave Disney its longest reigning billboard chart topper was Encanto. So there was the O when I put it back in.
The one next to it was also good. One who's all over the board, teacher.
Teacher, yeah.
That was cute.
So we had the O and the R. But I was surprised about Encanto. I thought, oh, it surely has to be
Frozen.
Frozen, yes, because, my goodness, how many times have we heard that Frozen song, Let It Go, or whatever it was called.
Yeah. But
it was Encanto.
So I wonder what the chart topper was.
Well, there's a lot of good songs. Was it the one about the brother? We never talk about
Bruno. Yes, that's right.
I think it was. Yeah. That's a great song.
25 across was a little weird. Document for some travelers. Car title. I'm like,
that's a document for anyone who owns a car, whether they travel or not.
Well, but I don't think you're supposed to drive with the title, right? Because if someone steals it, now they have the title. So.
Boy, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't drive with the title.
Well, it doesn't say. It says for some travelers. I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't say that they take it with them. It's just that they have to have it, I guess. So.
Maybe they couldn't come up with a good clue to go along with car title, and that was as close as they could come.
Maybe not. So one I found surprising was 43 across. Big part of New England was the Bay State.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, well, the Bay State, that's a nickname for Massachusetts because of Massachusetts Bay. But I'm like, well, that's not such a big state. You know, I was thinking like the tri-state, you know, like New York, New Jersey, that area. They always call that the tri-state region. But no, it was the Bay State. So
New England is, pardon my ignorance, a state, right?
No.
It's just a region.
It's a region that includes all of those.
Got it.
New England states, okay. Maine, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, all that whole corner of the United States. That's New England.
I see. Okay. So, as you can tell, my knowledge of American geography is weak.
You probably did not study it that
much. No. Well, we just like East Coast. It's as close as we got to, or as much detail as we got into. 44 across, title lyric after Ours is a Love in a 1950s hit. It was So Rare.
So Rare.
I was going for So Deep. Because it seems to me there's some song that goes, How Deep is Our Love, or something like that.
Yes, the Bee Gees sang that.
Maybe they never said So Deep.
No, they did not.
But I tried.
How Deep is Your Love, that's right.
But it was How Deep, not So Deep.
Right.
Well, I mean, that could be the answer. How deep is your love? Oh, so deep.
I suppose.
37 across the, or sorry, 37 down the spur of industry, according to David Hume, was avarice.
Yes.
I was thinking it was going to be like capitalism.
Well, that wouldn't fit.
It wouldn't fit, but mm-hmm. It just seemed, I guess David Hume was a bit of a pessimist.
Uh-huh. Well, it's sort of a downer of a statement, but mm-hmm. He might be right.
And speaking about Downer, that reminds me of Debbie Downer, which reminds me of Debbie's, which is the first thought I had. Actually, I did have for 38 down, longtime name in baked goods. I did think Sara Lee, couldn't get it to work. Then I put in Debbie's, and then I went back to Sara Lee.
Oh, really?
So,
so you know your baked good names. Yep. I didn't even think about Debbie.
Everyone.
I just immediately put Sara Lee.
Ah, okay. So, mm-hmm. And that worked out quite well.
Yes. One I had a lot of trouble with, 40 down. What have stories of East Asia? Man, I could not think of anything.
Pagoda.
Yeah, pagoda.
That's very clever.
It was, but that was a tricky one for me.
I still don't get 42 across. Leading position, van.
No, I didn't get that either.
Okay. We'll just leave that as an open-ended question.
Leading position.
Is it like you'd say Van Holtzen or something like that? I mean, it's like a leading part of a name? Or do you, or is it like when they have like a like the Indy 500, they have a pace car. Except I would imagine it would be a car, not
yeah,
a van.
I can't believe it's a van.
It'd be pretty weird if you had like all these race cars behind, you know, a Winnebago or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless there's some way of parsing that. Well, we now turn to our audience.
Yes.
Listeners,
help. Can you explain this?
Can you explain 42 across, leading position?
That might be another...
Fun fact?
No, another a feature of Gene and Mike, do the New York Times crossword. Can you explain this clue or this answer?
So. 34 down, hot blank, it was pastrami.
Yes.
And I think I spent most of this crossword trying to figure out how to spell pastrami.
Oh.
So.
I just was trying to think of pastrami. You know, I was like, hot coals, hot diggity. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I just couldn't think of anything but hot pastrami.
And from that, I got into 33, and you did too, I'm sure, got into 33 across quick-tempered sorts mm-hmm. or spitfires.
Right.
What a phrase.
Yeah.
We had fire eaters yesterday,
uh-huh.
and we have spitfires today.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fire in the old crossword grid
right.
as of late.
Right. So 51 across, seedy business for college applicants, essay mill.
Yes.
I was talking to our youngest today, and he was telling me about that. Computer program that will write things for you.
Oh, ChatGPT?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And he actually was able to get a few answers for one of his assignments, just asking chat, whatever it is.
GPT.
GPT.
Mm-hmm.
To answer that question for him.
Just read it carefully, because a lot of the times ChatGPT sounds exactly right and sounds very plausible and the English is perfect, and then you read it very carefully and it's totally wrong.
Oh, really?
But it's just sort of like, sounds right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, he said he did do it, but he was just amazed at how well that program did it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, speaking of tech, 22 down, concerning computer display, it actually should probably be more properly pronounced as concerning computer display. And that was error message.
Right.
Because I was thinking it had something to do with high resolution.
Oh, no.
You know, or LCD or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But
yep.
I thought that was good.
Yeah.
And then 28 across leads, e.g., was major roles.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I couldn't think of that for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, most of the words in here were very, very common.
I mean, right.
I know Kachina, you didn't know, but...
I didn't know Kachina.
Uh-huh, but for the most part, they were pretty common words. So.
We did have 48 across, many-time Emmy nominee who got her start from a YouTube web series, Issa Rae.
Uh-huh. Well, we've had Issa Rae quite a bit.
Yeah, so
it's either Issa Blank or Blank Rae.
But, and we also had, haven't we also had Idris... Somebody.
Oh, yeah, Idris Elba.
Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
And Issa Rae.
Yeah.
Wonder if they'll ever get in the grid together.
And Alan Alda.
And Alan Alda. 35 across, theme shared by Great Expectations and The Great Gatsby, classism. Uh-huh. I was thinking it was like pessimism. Oh. And then optimism, because I had the ism, uh-huh. and I was trying to think, okay, what sort of isms can you have?
Classism.
At one point, I was thinking about atheism, but I thought that's probably not right.
No.
But classism.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Five down, neighbor of Senegal, Guinea-Bissau.
Right.
That was hard.
Yes, it was. And, you know, I've heard of that country, but I have no idea where it is.
I wonder or if well,
anything I'll, about it.
I can tell you exactly where it is, right next to Senegal. I wonder if we have any listeners from there.
I don't know.
If anyone here is listening from Guinea-Bissau, first of all, we'd like to apologize for how we just mispronounced your country. So
yes.
feel free to mispronounce Canada or the United States.
That's right.
And let us know. Drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Yeah, this whole grid, everywhere we look, there are neat, neat clues and answers. Mm-hmm. It really was quite good.
Uh-huh. Done by Ryan McCarty.
Yes.
Good job, Ryan.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. And I think that is almost it for today, but it is Saturday, which means it's time for Jam Katwa. For new listeners, that's the Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award. And every week we go back through the annals looking for the best crossword. And today we found... Tuesday.
Right.
And would you like to explain why we chose Tuesday?
Well, it was a funny crossword that involved one of our favorite authors from our childhood, Dr. Seuss. And it was all about his, probably one of his most famous books, Green Eggs and Ham.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the clues were, where could you eat green eggs and ham? And they were places like in the rain, on a boat, in a tree, with a goat. And they also had the main character in Green Eggs and Ham, which was Sam I Am.
Yes.
And the title of the book, The Green Eggs and Ham, was the featured clue that went right through the middle of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So, nicely done.
Hard to resist a crossword with Dr. Seuss
That's
in it.
That's right. That's
and,
right.
And who did today that?
It was by Gia Bosco.
Okay, Gia, congratulations.
Yes.
If you feel so inclined, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast.
Even if you don't. Because you'll get great prizes.
Yes, indeed. Swag like you wouldn't believe. So drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and give us some contact information, and we'll have that aforementioned swag winging its way towards you in no time.
That's right.
One last thing before we go, we have listener mail.
Ooh.
And this is from Trey.
Oh, okay.
And it's titled Spanish Irony. Hi, Gene and Mike. Glad to have you back this week. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yes, thanks.
I'm just writing to point out the irony in Mike's comment about his wrestling match with Friday's Carne Asada entry. But this is San Diego. Why would it have a Spanish-sounding name? Was a quote. Apparently, I said that.
Yes,
I deny it, even though it's probably on the podcast. Uh-huh. Since I've been living in Croatia, a country that is roughly the size of West Virginia, and within a two-hour drive of a handful of other countries/languages, I feel that I'm constantly explaining how much Americans are influenced by Spanish. Everybody knows a lot of Spanish words, we just don't always realize it. See Mike overlooking the fact that San Diego is a Spanish name in the quote above. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish to Americans suffers from being too familiar. If, for instance, the food was from Baton Rouge, you probably wouldn't be surprised by a French food name. Such is the plight of Spanish in the USA, so embedded and intertwined with the country, we can't even see it anymore. Take it from me, a guy with a Spanish surname, though I don't have Latinx roots. It's just a quirk of African colonization and an Ellis Island-style misspelling of our family name. Hmm. Spanish is everywhere if you look hard enough. From Taco Bell ads touting their, you guessed it, carne asada tacos, That shocked me. To many city and town names in California, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, all states with Spanish names, by the way, to nearly half of professional players of America's national pastime, Spanish is like the common law spouse of American English. Yep. They never made it official, and they've been together so long they take each other for granted.
That's very true, yes.
Sincerely, president of the Balkan regional chapter of the Gene and Mike fan club, Trey.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, thank you, Trey. Hope the fan club is going well.
Yes.
We always appreciate having, and if you haven't seen anyone from Guinea-Bissau around there, just... Maybe have them listen to today's podcast as well. Thanks for that. And if anyone else wants to do what Trey just did, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We love hearing from listeners.
Definitely.
That is it for today. Sunday's Crosswords Out, and we're going to have at it. Hope you do the same. And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of that crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.